Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Warriors have publicly stated, with total clarity, we want Klay Thompson back. We need shooting. We want Klay back. Every single reporter who's dialed in has told us if any big names are available, the Warriors are shopping. Kevin Durant, you betcha.
Yeah.
Paul George, we're in. Jimmy Butler, let's talk. LeBron James, we already tried once.
We'll try again.
You can't do both. So, are the Warriors saying one thing and acting another? Because if Monty Poole wants to sit here and tell us the Warriors are in on Paul George and Kevin Durant, well, that means they're automatically out on Klay Thompson.
Unless
he wants to play for peanuts.
Exactly. So when the Warriors say they want Klay Thompson, it's like me saying I want a Tesla. And I want a Tesla and it's an electric vehicle, and they run about 60 to 80 grand.
You already have an electric vehicle.
No, I don't.
You have a hybrid.
It's a gas.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's the Honda Fit.
Okay.
Just 40 to the gallon.
It
I love my car.
It looks like a hybrid.
It does, no doubt. I used to have a hybrid. I had the Honda Civic hybrid. I had that one for 12 years, but it's like me saying, I want a Tesla, and then somebody at Tesla saying, okay, we'll sell you a Tesla for 60 grand. No. I want this Tesla for $17.41.
Okay.
I want the Tesla. The Warriors want Klay Thompson. There's no doubt that the Warriors want Klay Thompson, but they also want to go out there and get one of these high-priced, big-ticket items, and they know that they can't have both unless Klay Thompson comes in and plays for $17.11, which he's not going to do, but they can say that they want Klay Thompson and they need Klay Thompson. That can be true.
Well,
and it is true.
It might be true. And it might not be true. I'm going to agree with you. The Warriors have no choice but to say that. They have to say
basically,
it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Imagine the reaction if they're like, so, right, press conference, there's Mike Dunleavy. What are your thoughts on Klay Thompson's free agency? Yeah, doesn't do much for us. Not interested.
We're out on Klay Thompson.
Right. So they have to say that, and they did, and so that's fine. But they may not end up in a situation where they're even talking to Klay Thompson. If they can get their hands on Kevin Durant or Brandon Ingram or Jimmy Butler, then maybe that happens, and they have to let Klay Thompson to walk. So I could see this going the route of, or this is how I'd actually translate it. The Warriors know that they have to say what they said. And then if they can't get the big fish, Klay is absolutely their fallback option. And so they do want Klay Thompson. They will want Klay Thompson in the absence of something else. But if something else comes along, you're freely going to have the ability to speak this to your fan base. In other words, like it's the same way every magician operates. Like, have you ever seen a magic show? A lot of what's happening is they put your eyes over here so that you can't see what's happening over there.
Right.
And I think it'd be a lot easier for the Warriors to, quote, let Clay walk if, say, Kevin Durant is already on the team. Oh, yeah, we just acquired Kevin Durant. But what about Clay Thompson? Well, gosh, yeah, we're, like, financially, we're just not, we're not able to do that. And so Clay Thompson is going to explore his options and go elsewhere. So much easier to pitch that to your fan base if you have something else to offer.
Yeah.
So I think they're saying what they have to say, but that's my read. I think both of these sides are less interested in one another than we think.
Right. And I think that the Warriors are less interested because they realize what they need to do to maximize the Steph Curry window. And that is get a number two in here, as you've talked about. Get a two. Clay can't be the two anymore. Kuminga's not ready to be the two. And there ends the list of people on the roster who even might be able to be your two. And Clay, I think deep down, probably wants to go somewhere where he's a little bit more valued at this point in his career. And he probably wants to get more money than what the Warriors are willing to pay him. So, yeah, both sides are going to say what they're going to say. It's only May 6th. None of this is going to go down for the next 2 months.
You said on the crossover something to the effect of, if Clay were to take Orlando's offer, and let's say it was even Steven with right. what the Warriors offered, that that would lead to criticism for Clay Thompson. What if I tweaked that a little bit? Like, let's not make it even Steven or even about money. How would you feel, or how does it change this for you if I just say, what if Clay wants to leave? What if he wants to play somewhere else?
I think that's fine. Good for Clay.
Okay. Then why the other part?
The other part comes if he takes a low offer for Orlando. If he takes, and to me, that's what would be the slap in the
face. Are you saying less money than what the Warriors offered?
Or less money than, or equal money to what the Warriors would offer now.
But if he wants to leave, he would do that.
He would take the same amount of money and go play in Orlando.
If he wants to leave. If,
right.
Like if Clay right now is like, I can't keep living up to my former self.
I don't think that he wants to leave at that level. I think that he wants to leave because he's going to get more money and he'll have maybe a bigger role in Orlando. And yeah, the part about not having to live up to his own legacy, that might be a part of it. But I do think that if Orlando and the Warriors both offered the exact same contract, I think that he would stay. That's just my gut.
First priority that he was asked about, he said winning. Who's closer to doing it?
It's close. I'd say it's a toss-up. And again, what is winning? Like winning a championship?
Yeah,
I don't think either one is any closer than the other to winning a championship.
Hmm.
Orlando is the fifth best team in the East at best. And the East maybe is a little bit more of an opportunity.
Yeah,
because the East is weaker. But, you know, the Warriors are a team you've won four, including just a couple of years ago. So maybe you're of the mindset of many, including Steph. You know, we were three wins away from being a six seed and getting a playoff series and having action.
Yeah, I see.
Steph's just, words, not mine.
Yeah, but going back, I know. But, of course, like, they're all like we are.
Right.
We are all delusional.
Yep.
All of us. The mere idea of a championship is kind of delusional. For all of us, it's delusional for Oklahoma City, and they're the one seed. The stupid idea. You're going to beat Luka and then Nikola and then Tatum? Really? Does anyone believe that that's even the like slightest bit possible?
Sure.
You do?
I mean, someone's going to win the West.
Yes.
And Minnesota's got Denver in a little bit of a spot after one game.
Tonight's a game.
It is a game.
Tonight's fun.
Well, that series is going to be special.
Yeah, it's big.
That game one was pretty awesome.
Yep.
High-level basketball.
Anthony Edwards might be the guy.
He might be.
He might be the one that we're all sort of waiting for. It's kind of, in other words, the one that Jason Tatum wants to be. Like, and I always feel like that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Has to be a wing of some sort. I know Steph was that, and he's technically a point guard, but you know what I mean? Nikola Jokic is the best player on the planet. But he's Nikola Jokic. Like, he plods around. He is a massive human being. And, like, the cool thing that he does on TV is he's super smart and skilled with the ball.
He is probably the best, worst athlete I've ever seen in my life.
So
I was thinking about it over the weekend. Like, what's a comp for another athlete in any other sport?
That's a good one.
Who is that bad of an athlete, but that good?
But the best.
Exactly.
John Daly.
Pretty good
comp. John Daly won a golf major.
That's pretty good. Just a slob smoking stogies and drinking Diet Coke.
Remember when Rick Russell was here getting Cy Young Award votes? My dad ran into him at the gas station after the game one time. Guy's just sitting there in a flannel down to his knees. You're just like, who is this guy? You're like, that's a professional athlete.
Right.
Are you kidding me right now? Yeah, Nikola is
John Kruk is a name that just popped into my head.
But Nikola is the best in the world.
Right.
Like, none of those guys were ever the best in the world. Daly was for a hot second.
I'm trying to think of, the comp therein, which it's tough to find. I actually thought about Peyton Manning as a guy who...
I mean, he's a dork, so yeah.
But he's not fast or that strong or that svelte.
No.
He just simply was amazing.
Right.
Drew Brees was another one. Just kind of a little dude out there slinging it.
I mean, Brady is that. Brady's got pretzel legs.
Right.
You know what I mean? But like, yeah.
Just watching...
quarterbacks are different.
Watching Jokic just kind of like a penguin, bibbidi-bobble down the floor.
Yeah, that's the noise it makes when Nikola goes from one end of the court to the other.
Right, and then you look up, it's like, oh, he had 31, 17, and 11.
He had a triple-double, and he owns the league. Right, but you have to be really sparkly fun to watch and affect winning at a high level. And I feel like Anthony Edwards, of all of these young guys, we're all sitting here, right? Because we're all sitting here talking about Steph Curry and LeBron James and Kevin Durant all day long. Well, play-in, barely out of play-in, swept, one playoff win.
Right.
Between all three of them. And we're still, like, on that rat reel. Well, Steph and LeBron and KD, it's like all these other young dudes. You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's over here with four commercials. Like, you guys can talk about that all you want. Like, it's done. So, okay, fine. You got to get younger. Of all the young guys in the league, it's felt for 3 years like it was about to be Tatum. And he has failed to do so. If the T-Wolves bust through this series, Edwards might be it.
Yeah.
And if the two of them play each other in the finals... Boogie.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That would be fun.
He is an absolute bucket at any moment.
Bro.
And he goes on those four or five trip bursts where it's like he's just unguardable. He's unstoppable.
Yeah.
He had 43 in game one.
And he's a highlight reel. Like Nikola's highlights, like if you watch highlights after the game, you're like, look at this. He spun to the left and then he laid it in to the right.
Yeah. Or he hits that little step back where he jumps like 3 inches off the ground.
And the ball goes off the front rim and then off the backboard and softly lands in the hoop. And you're like, ooh.
He scored again.
All right, he'll get a snack.
Yeah.
You know? So Edwards might, he might. He's showing a little bit of he might be him. But anyway, that's a big part of it. And I do wonder, like, kind of that 1-2 punch. If it doesn't bother you, if Clay wants to play somewhere else, then I'd argue it can't bother you if he takes a different offer for the exact same amount of money. If he I don't know
if he wants to play somewhere else. And this may turn out to be a Brandon Crawford thing where
he's at least open to it, right?
Of course. Yeah. And, you know, Brandon Crawford came out after he went to St. Louis and said, well, they didn't even offer me anything.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, it's not a big deal because Brandon is done. He's washed. And so it's not like Giants fans are thinking, ooh, man, that's the one that got away. But Clay's in a little bit of a different spot because he still has more left to give than Brandon Crawford.
Sure. And again, we're going to go to your calls. We are mainly discussing this comment from Sham Sharani of FanDuel earlier today.
The Magic can open up in excess of $60 million in cap space this offseason. So they're going to be players. When you think about free agency and other moves that can be made, you look at scoring. In Game 7, obviously struggled a little bit to score the ball, especially in the second half of the game when the Cavs and Donovan Mitchell kept coming for them. So you look at the point guard position, but also shooting and scoring on the wing. And one name to keep an eye on, Klay Thompson. I'm told there is mutual interest between the Magic and Klay Thompson. Thompson, along with several other vets around the league, are looking at the Magic as a situation where if you plug in a guy like Klay Thompson, you plug in another veteran player, whether it be at the point guard position, the shooting guard position, this team can make a real jump around Paolo Banchero and Franz Wagner. Both guys, Paolo Banchero already a star, already a guy that's been a part of Team USA. Franz Wagner has the ability to potentially be an all-star as well. But if you plug in some more shooting and scoring, I think that's what can take this Orlando team to another level.
And the guys earlier are not wrong. What really makes this go from an interesting comment to a super interesting comment is the phrase mutual interest.
Yeah.
I think it is a minimum to say that Klay is open to leaving.
Oh, for sure.
And I think... that I see clues that it's much more than openness, but maybe desiring to leave the Golden State Warriors.
If the situation and the money are right, absolutely. And I do think that those are two big parts of this. And the situation here has been great for Klay. Is it still great going forward? We don't really know. I don't know internally what they've said to Klay about his role going forward. We know that he came off the bench this year for the first time since his rookie year, when that was something new. And we also have good sourced reporting on a contract that was reportedly offered way back at the beginning of the year that he said no thank you to. And I don't know if that offer would be even lower if it came back again.
It wouldn't go up.
Right.
He hasn't done anything to make it go up.
If it's $2.48 million and that $2.48 million is now $2.44 million or whatever that number would be, I don't think that he would have any more eagerness to sign it now after he turned it down back in November.
Look, we've joked about Orlando for 3 months already, and everybody knew why. There's a twofold point to why Orlando has always been the example. A, they have cap space. B, they don't have anybody who can shoot. So it always made sense. But now we arrive at this, where there's a report where these two teams who have both been ousted are mutually interested in one another already. By the way, this is we're not even 24 hours after Orlando's elimination.
Right.
Okay? And we're already getting this report. So that means that the flirtation is happening, the interest is there, it makes all the sense. So put that all together, what do you think it means? I think Orlando is going to offer him $30 million. I think Orlando is going to offer him $30 million. Okay, Warriors, your move. And I don't even know if he cares how you respond.
And there is no response. They're not offering him $30.5 million. They're not offering him anything even close to that, I can't imagine.
Although, you know, look, there's a school of thought that says, what the hell's the difference between 24 and 30? If you're signing Klay to a new two-year deal, you're out on all these other big names. If you're signing Klay to something that is 24 or 30... It, to me, as a Warrior fan, means the exact same thing. You're out on Durant. You're out on Ingram. You're running it back, and we're doing it for two more years. Why do I care if it's 24 or 30? It has the exact same effect. So if you're willing to give Klay 24, why the hell would you give a rip if they give him 30?
Well, I don't think that you're willing to give him 24.
Okay, and that's fine. But a lot of people, that seems to be their baseline for whatever reason, and maybe it is that report from earlier in the year.
And I think you said it right, though, about the order of operations. If you're the Warriors right now, you're not making any of these deals or any of these offers now because you want to go big game hunting. And if you can possibly land any of those names you mentioned, whether it's Ingram or Jimmy Buckets or Kevin Durant or Paul George, whatever the big name is out there that you are trying to get after, if you sign Clay, then you're out on those guys and you don't want that. You want to go for the big game first. And if you don't get any of those big names and Clay still unsigned, then maybe you go back to Clay and then maybe 24, 25, whatever the number is a year, maybe that is more palatable if you swing and miss and all these other big things.
Let's take some calls, but let me ask you this real quick. Okay. This is always an evolving answer. Today, right now, we sit here, 2:52 on Monday, May 6th. Percentage chance that Klay Thompson's back with the Warriors is above or below 50%.
Oh, below. Yeah. Below. I was thinking 25.
I'm with you.
I was, you know.
I'm with you.
And you and I have had this conversation a number of times, and you had it up in the 90s about a month ago, and then it's kind of gone down, and it's gone down, and then today.
It's too many clues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too many clues, and also, we've talked about this as it pertains to the Warriors and who they might be able to attract as far as who gets knocked out when. The way Orlando lost in seven games in a series that they, not that they had no business losing to Cleveland, but it's pretty clear why Orlando lost. They couldn't shoot.
Right.
And they had a 15-point lead, and they couldn't knock down anything, and Cleveland kept chipping away, and they roared back in the third, and that was it. And I looked at the numbers, Orlando 24th in the league this year as a team in three-point percentage. The teams behind Orlando, the Dregs, Washington, Detroit, Toronto, the Spurs, Memphis, and Portland.
There you go.
So Orlando is the lowest-ranked good team, quote-unquote, and it's not even close.
Yeah, and they still ended up a 5 seed. So imagine what they would do if they had a couple people who could, you know, put the
35% as a team.
Yeah,
35%.
Larry and Lomita with Willard and Dibbs. Hi, Larry. What are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just wanted to kind of reiterate what you guys are saying that
Yeah, we got to let that one go. Larry, we want to hear what you have to say, but that phone was brutal. How about real quick to Jonathan in the city? Hey, Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? For me, I think the smarter move is maybe Clay could do the Warriors a biggie, sign and trade, get some draft picks. Get some draft picks for Draymond Green, too. Because all the solutions that you guys mentioned, you know what happened, man? They got bounced in the playoffs because they're old. Look at the NBA, man. It's young, and this dude, the Joker, the Ant-Man just made a grand entrance.
But like, Jonathan, you already know the answer to this. Thank you so much, Jonathan. They're not doing that. You're not going to look Steph Curry in the eye and say, we got you draft picks. They're not going to do it. I get it, but they're not going to do it. Presented by Fremont Bank.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.